Good morning, podcast listeners. Well, it's morning for me right now. Anyway, I'm sure that this will get listened to at all times of day, but Coach Christy here. As is my habit, I have some thoughts rambling around in my brain. It helps me to sort them out when I talk about them out loud. And I'm the only one here at Savvy Dreams right now, so I'm going to pretend I'm talking to you. today, what I want to discuss with you guys is a little something that's come up because I've gotten a few emails regarding how much it costs to learn horsemanship from someone. And what I'd like you to do is to shift your mindset from focusing on the cost to understanding the value of what you're getting from your horsemanship coach or your riding instructor or who anyone you're paying for their knowledge and experience. I think that when it comes to horses, the hard part is that there is no, you know, universal certification process. There, it's not like a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, anyone that has to follow a standardized testing and continuing education program. We're all in the horse industry sort of left to our own set of standards and ideals around what's ethical and what has value and what doesn't. And what I'd like you to understand that no matter who you go to, what riding instructor, horsemanship instructor, method of horsemanship that you follow or study, and whether or not you're a member of their, you know, online group, I think that it's important that you realize the time, money, blood, sweat, and tears that's gone into that person or program having something of value to sell you, right? In business terms, it's called intellectual property. And what's difficult about intellectual property and understanding its value is that when someone has knowledge, our ability to share it, the act of sharing it, doesn't cost us anything. And so it can often be perceived by the receiver of the knowledge that it lacks value. But what I want you to think about is what went into that person or that program having that knowledge and understanding the value of that. So I can only speak about what has gone into my knowledge. And what has gone into my knowledge is a lifetime of experience. I'm 44 years old today on January 16th, 2019, and I have had horses in my life my entire life. I didn't ride a whole lot from birth until the age of 12, but at the age of 12, I started living full-time with my Aunt Peggy, and my Aunt Peggy had horses, and my Aunt Peggy and her husband, Junior, and all my cousins loved to go trail riding. We would go on vacation at least 3 times a year where we'd spend a long weekend, usually a holiday weekend like Labor Day or 4th of July, and go trail riding on those days. And I rode my horse as much as I possibly could in between those outings. It was what I lived for from the age of 12 till now. Okay. If it's nice out in any capacity, my brain is thinking about trail riding and what could I do to get to go on a trail ride. So since the age of 12, I have been obsessed with trail riding and even horsemanship. When I joined my Aunt Peggy's family as a sibling, essentially, I was assigned a horse. His name was Mel, and he came with just 30 days of training. So he lacked exposure and training in a lot of areas. And although I wasn't a horse trainer and didn't have any horse training knowledge, I did start experimenting with what could I do to build his confidence, for us to have more refined communication. I was never accepting of kick him to go and pull him to stop. I refused to kick him. I learned or discovered very early that I could just squeeze a little bit with my legs and Mel would go. So it's been a lifelong pursuit. And since the age of 12, I have taken clinics, locally, just, 2-day clinics. I've read books, I've watched DVDs, and immersed myself in the Pirelli program. So here's what gives value to my horsemanship experience, Pirelli natural horsemanship experience in particular, a foundation of loving horses and riding horses from birth. And then I was exposed to Pirelli natural horsemanship in 1996, where I was in a horse science program. I did 2 years in a horse science program, and I should have a degree, an associate's degree in horse science. But if I'm being perfectly honest, I'm one English credit shy of a degree in horse science from Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So it was during that program where I learned all kinds of things about horses, horse husbandry, horse anatomy, horse first aid, reproduction, genealogy, right? All those things that you learn in school, in addition to horse training. But it was during that time in the mid-90s that I was exposed to Pirelli. And what I liked about Pirelli natural horsemanship was that it was systematic. There was a way for me to make progress on my own. And it had a home study program. And that's what I needed because I live in a part of the world where I didn't have a lot of exposure to horse trainers or horsemen is what I was really looking for. So I started studying the home study program with, at that time, the original version of level one, which is a lot more involved than what the current version of level one is. And I used the original version of level one to start colts for about 5 years after I graduated college. So for 5 years, I reproduced level one, the original version that included riding with one rein and a little bits of liberty and things like that. For 5 years starting colts. And I started about 10 colts a year for 5 years. During that time, I got hurt quite a bit because I lacked scope and depth regarding horse training. So I quit trying to be a horse trainer, but I kept studying Pirelli and what had gone from a fan to a fanatic regarding Pirelli natural horsemanship. In 2003, I joined the Savvy Club as soon as it was available and consumed every video that got sent to my house, just obsessed and died waiting for those videos to come each month. I followed that up with taking a couple of clinics. The first Pirelli clinic I took was with Doreen, was then Matheson. I believe her last name now is Larson. And she passed my level one. And I took a level two clinic with Gina Warrington shortly thereafter. But in 2004, I applied for and got chosen to do a lesson with Linda at a tour stop in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And I didn't realize at the time that Pirelli had a certification process for horsemanship instructors. And I thought that just sounded like the most amazing thing to do with my life. And so I jumped in all in 2005. There's a level of horsemanship required in order for Pat to promote you as one of his instructors. And I wanted to get to that level of horsemanship as quickly as possible. And the best way to do that is to immerse yourself in the knowledge. So that's what I did. I took a 10-week school in 2005. My main instructor was Carol Coppinger. During that 10-week school, I did not achieve the level of horsemanship required. So I took another 10-week school that summer in 2005. My main instructor was Helen Topp. I still did not achieve the level of horsemanship required, so I immediately followed up that 10-week with another 10-week called the Uni, and my main instructor was Kaffa Martinier. So in the year of 2005, I took 30 weeks of courses on campus. I wasn't just dinking around at home, putzing here and there. We studied, did demos, experimented, worked out our horsemanship 5 to 6 days a week from sunup to sundown, basically. I crammed in a great deal of horsemanship study in that 1 year. Then Pirelli developed a new course that was then called the 6 weeks that was a prerequisite for the horsemanship program or for the instructor program. So I did the 6 week course in, I believe, February of 2006. So 36 weeks of paid courses as a pre-instructor student. All right. I paid full price for every one of those courses. Not only did I have to pay tuition, but I had to pay for my room and board. I had to pay for my horse's room and board. I had to pay for travel, and I had to find a way to maintain my life at home and my responsibilities at home. So there was a lot of debt piling up right away. Then in 2006, I joined the tour team and followed Pat and Linda around all over the country, watching every single demo that went on. If I couldn't sit and watch it in person, I at least listened to it while I did the behind the scenes retail things. All right. Did that for 6 months. And while I was on tour, I finally achieved the level of horsemanship required, because Pat does have a standard for horsemanship and we are tested on whether or not we're able to achieve those things. I achieved that level of horsemanship and was invited to join the faculty team, where I, both taught but also learned from my teammates and from Pat and Linda on horsemanship and how to be an instructor for 3 solid years. Not just, you know, weekend clinics here and there and one-on-one lessons and things like that. I led and assisted courses that had up to 80 people in them that would run anywhere from 1 week to 6 weeks. So again, I kept myself immersed in the program and studied full-time, learned full-time, and taught full-time for 3 solid years. And I've now been a field instructor since the end of 2009. And so for 10 years, I've been a field instructor. Super excited. and I've also continued to develop my own horses. I didn't stop trying to get horses to level 4 after I got my first horse there. I have continued to develop as many of my own personal horses as possible in order to continue to grow and learn as a horsemanship enthusiast, right? I've gone back and ridden with Pat and or Linda every year since I graduated faculty. I've either gone back to ride with Pat and Linda or assisted or taught courses on campus, mostly so that whenever I had free time, I could go ride with Pat or Linda. So I've continued my education and added to my knowledge on an daily basis. I never feel like I know enough. I always feel like there's more to learn, and have racked up a lot of horsemanship study. So when you ask your horsemanship instructor what it costs to ride with him, or what does it cost to join, the Savvy Club, or what does it cost for clinics and lessons and online coaching, what you really need to focus on is what have they been through in order to achieve value in their intellectual property, all right? It's likely a lifetime of obsession, blood, sweat, and tears. When you ride with me in a clinic, or you take my online sidekick training, or maybe I'm your instructor when you come to ride at the Pirelli campus, understand that I am doing my very best to share with you the value of what I have gained because of my life's experience. That is the value of my coaching. And of course, the value of my coaching is going to be different than, say, the value of Pat or Linda's. They've had more experience than I have. They've had, you know, a lot more immersion, a lot more study time, whereas, you know, a 1-star instructor's value to their intellectual property is also going to be different. That it's not better or worse. It's just the number of hours that we have compiled in our growth and understanding of horses and how to be great partners. Okay, guys, so there, I got it off my chest. I just wanted to take a minute to share with you a perspective that instead of focusing on the cost of your horsemanship experience or your horsemanship knowledge, understand its value by learning your instructor's story. What have they done in order to achieve this knowledge, and what value does it have? I hope that helps you guys. It sure has helped me to talk it out. I appreciate your time. If you enjoy my podcast, please share it with your friends. Take a screenshot of the platform you're listening to it on right now and put it on your Instagram, put it in your Snapchat, share it on Facebook, all of those things. I would consider it a great personal favor to share, comment, like, and review. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and keep it natural. Have a great day. Bye.